The ongoing lack of power has had significant implications for many businesses in the affected areas who've been forced to close their doors. Cliona Standoon is the managing director of Standoon's clothing and gift stores in Anspidhel and Uachtaráid. She started by telling me about her experience of the storm.
So the storm was the worst storm that we've ever experienced here in Connemara. It was frightening that night. I live in an area that's surrounded by very mature trees, and we were worried ourselves that the trees would fall on the house. About 100 trees around us actually did fall. It was very noisy. We're not far from the sea. And yeah, it was terrifying. And I suppose the reports in advance that it was going to be possibly the worst storm we've ever experienced, you know, had us all quite anxious.
It's interesting. Almost everybody mentions the noise, that they'd never heard anything like it. Can I ask you then about your electricity and the other services? At what stage did the electricity go?
So I actually couldn't sleep that night in anticipation. And I was on Facebook reading every post that came up regarding the storm. I was reading it, and at 2 a.m., before the storm had really started to get wild, I lost service. So then I kind of knew that we had lost electricity. So we lost electricity and phone coverage at 2 a.m. on Friday morning.
Tell us then about your experience over the past week. Did you lose power in both of the shops as well as at home?
We lost power in both shops and at home. And we were waiting and waiting. We kind of thought it would be maybe a day or two by the time it would come back. And on Sunday, the power came back in our shop in Uachtaráid. But our system, our master till, our system is in the Spittle store. So although the shop in Uachtaráid has been open since Sunday, there's a lot of things that they can't do. They can't issue gift cards. They can't accept gift cards, credit notes. So it's kind of not a full service in operation. But since Thursday, our shop in Spittle has been closed, and at home we haven't had our electricity back either.
What sort of an impact is this having on your business?
I feel it's a devastating impact, and I have been running the business for 15 years now. It's a three-generation business, so my grandparents set it up. But I mean, I was running it during COVID, and that was very stressful in itself. I felt like straight away there was information regarding supports for businesses, and there were kind of timelines, although I understand that those timelines changed, but having timelines and supports kind of maybe lessened the stress, whereas we're here on the eighth day without power. And it feels to me like, even though I've emailed all five TDs in Galway West and they have all responded, it kind of feels like nobody's listening and nobody cares. And although I do understand there are so many people worse off than us, because all of my friends are affected as well. There's old people who live near me who are freezing at home, who they need medical devices at nighttime, and they're told to just go into A&E. I know a girl who has a newborn, and she's been staying in a nearby hotel for over a week and eating out for all of her meals. Like, that's a huge cost to families. I mean, I have a team of 25 people here that every day they're on standby to come to work. They can't go anywhere or do anything because they're rostered to work. But at the same time, like, I don't even have anything to say to them except for, no, it's still not back.
And have you been given a date for your electricity to be restored?
So the PowerCheck website is saying the 5th of February, and a lot of people had dates and their power came back sooner. So I suppose I always think it'll be sooner than then, but now I'm kind of losing confidence.
Yeah, yeah, it's clear that all of this is having a big impact on you and also on everybody in your area.
It really is. And I, you know, the we're being told that the doll isn't sitting for this, but like it, to me, it's a humanitarian crisis. Like it's a national emergency, even though it doesn't affect Dublin. There are so many areas in Ireland that are affected. And I do feel that if this was happening to people living in Dublin, this would be classed as a national emergency, but it just doesn't seem to be getting any kind of level of importance to me. It feels like we're just out here in Connemara on our own, and you know, we can wait because we're not as important as people in the big cities.
The politicians, as you know, government politicians would say plans are in place, they're doing everything they can, and that really what we're talking about here was a very unusual storm, the likes of which hadn't been seen in many decades.
Yeah, and I fully agree with that, and I can see the hard work that ESB are doing and all the help they've gotten from abroad, but I also feel we were told to prepare, and we were communicating with our team, and we all brought in our garden furniture and we had everything powered up. We were prepared, but I don't feel the government were prepared. And, you know, it just feels like nobody's reaching out to us, even to say, look, you will be looked after. We know what's happening to you and we will look after you. Like that would give us some level of confidence or some comfort, but it feels like nobody even knows this is happening to us. And that's why I suppose we wanted to raise awareness for our area, because both businesses and individuals in Connemara and other parts of the country are suffering at the moment.
And that was Cliona Standoon talking to me a short time ago from Connemara.